Are y'all having a good time, Atlanta? I said, y'all having a good time. I need some ambiance light, man. Where's the fog? I wanted all the fog and shit. Where's all the fog? And the ambiance. Give me some ambiance up here. Can I do this one for the ladies? Can I do this one for the ladies? Yeah. All the ladies say yeah. All the ladies say yeah. I'm gonna break it down. Let me do this one for the ladies. Where's my ambiance? Come on.
Oh, I had to put some of that Mink Slide live on you. I had to bring some of that Mink Slide live for the late night crew. What's up, guys? We late night. We doing it, man. We here. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to make it do what it do, ladies and gentlemen. But what we're going to do, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. And by the way, y'all can go to minkslide.com and do your thing and get the album. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
You need to get your Second Amendment game up right now. That's why you need to check out my friends at RedStoneFirearms.com. They are a black-owned gun training and gun selling operation, and they have two locations right out here in Southern California. They have one in Burbank, and they have a location in Ontario. So get your Second Amendment game in order. Get your gun training in order. Go to RedStoneFirearms.com right now. Also, check them out on Instagram at RedStoneFirearms. Check them out on Facebook at RedStoneFirearms. So get your Second Amendment game up right now with a black-owned company, RedStoneFirearms.com.
I want to empower you with some knowledge. Yeah. Read a good book and I got it. Got it. By Neil K. Marcellus. I could tell you all about it. The Tower Becoming a Lady or a Gentleman, a Letter Series. Yeah. I want the whole world to hear me. These are the principles of self-mastery. You were in control of your own path and your own destiny. Destiny. I know this for sure. For sure. So many things that'll have you questioning. Recognize and deception. Yeah. Make sure that you get the book. Hey. Once again, I just had to mention it. Yeah. The Tower of Becoming a Lady or a Gentleman. That's right. Of letter the series, yes indeed, I highly recommend. Hey, make sure that you buy it. Make sure that you get it. Written by Neil K. Marcellus. Hey. The Tower Becoming a Lady or a Gentleman.
That's right.
Of letter series, yes indeed, I highly recommend.
Okay,
make sure that you buy it. Make sure that you get it. Written by Neil K. Marcellus.
Hey.
Make sure that you get it on Amazon.com today. The Tower Becoming a Lady or a Gentleman of Letter Series.
What's up, family? On Code Clothing is the official uniform of the movement that we call Black Empowerment. They've empowered so many people for so long, now it's time for us to make the empowerment the new global trend. On Code is a brand that's exclusive and not for general consumption, you dig? You gotta be codified to even appreciate this thing of ours. So get the fly summer gear at OnCodeClothing.com.
Use the discount code HC5 at checkout and save an additional 10% when you purchase two or more items. So go to OnCodeClothing.com. Ladies, are you looking for a 100% natural hair product that stimulates growth and provides all-day moisture and promotes healthy hair? Then go to BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com because they present Natural Spaces. That's a plant-based hairline that includes hair oil, hair wash, hair balm, hair conditioner, hair detox, and hair mist. Order the complete package just for $75, or you can build your own package. To place an order, go to BeardTreeOilAndHerbs.com. Also follow them on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Beard Tree Oils and Herbs. Yo, family, there's a new podcast you need to check out called Black Wall Street Chronicles. Black Wall Street Chronicles is hosted by Jeffrey Frazier. He's an up-and-coming comedian who's paying homage to his great-grandfather who comes from Durham, North Carolina. You can follow his podcast on iTunes or Spotify. There are new episodes every week. For new episodes and for more information and to check out the podcast website, go to blackwallstreet.buzzsprout.com. That's blackwallstreet.buzzsprout.com. Check out the Cookie Confidant. These are some delicious cookies from a black-owned cookie company down there in Houston, Texas. The Cookie Confidant's motto is you deserve premium. And with that being said, all of their cookies are made with high-quality ingredients. I've had these cookies myself. They are delicious, delicious, delicious. You need to go check them out on Instagram at Cookie Confidant. And also check out their website, CookieConfidant.com, and order you a batch right now.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Yo, we here. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. Glad to have the late night family up in here tonight. What the hell are y'all doing up so late, by the way? It's a lot of y'all up in here this late at night. I'm getting ready. I'm going out of town. So that's why I'm up. I'm up packing and stuff. And that's my excuse. What y'all up there doing? Y'all either buying some dope or some ass. So what y'all buying? What y'all late? Well, y'all East Coast cats, y'all stay up late, especially in New York. So shout out to you guys. Glad to have y'all tuning in. By the way, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get the critically acclaimed Hidden Colors 5. If you do not have it, you need to get on that HC5 joint right now, killing the game. So let's get into what we're going to talk about on today's broadcast. We're talking about people who rebel against the code. In black society, there's a lot of folks who don't want to get on code. Because getting on code means that you have to have discipline. And a lot of people in black society, we don't want to utilize discipline. We want to be on some free to do whatever the hell I want to do without consequence. But there's consequences to everything. It's party and bullshit. I don't want no discipline. I just want to smoke, drink, fuck, do what I do. See, we try to party all the time. We want to eat chicken with this whole Popeyes nonsense. everything is about partying, turning up, having a good time. No discipline whatsoever. And that's what a code is. A code is all about doing things and having discipline. And constantly rebelling against the code makes you a de facto coon. Hence the picture in the profile that you see now. The rebel coon. Rebels without a cause. And see, we got to start having punishment mechanisms for these rebels without a cause, or people who rebel against the code. See, black society, as Neely Fuller teaches us, the thing that we're missing is a code. See, we're out-codified by the dominant society. That is our problem. Once we fix that problem, we will solve the race problem. Do y'all understand that? The race problem will be solved once we understand and solve the codification problem. We do not codify like we should in large numbers, whereas almost all the people in the dominant society gets on code against us. They stay on code. The minute we come around, they immediately get in code mode. When we get around each other, we immediately get off code. Everything is all about undermining the next person who is dark as you. It's a coonathon when too many of us get together. No code whatsoever. And one thing that we gotta really get codified about is how we interact with these race soldiers. I'm tired of looking at videos where black folks are just completely off code. You get around these race soldiers, they pull you over, and then niggas start talking dumb shit. It's enough of that. I'm stopping sharing videos of cats just getting beat down by race soldiers because they're not on code. When you get around these people, you better understand that you're at a disadvantage. I don't know why it's so hard to understand. You are at a major disadvantage when you get around these race soldiers, when they pull you over. But cats start trying to be the rebel. You think you're going to invent something new by just running your damn mouth, because that's what you do in the hood. You talk and run your mouth around niggas, so you're going to do that around these race soldiers. You don't know how to shut up and act like a prisoner of war. You start running around trying to talk about how many rights you got, and I got this, you ain't finna do nothing to me, and all that old coon talk. That's coon talk. Well, you're trying to scare somebody and you ain't got no power. You see, we used to doing all that running of the mouth in the hood, talking all that big shit, because there's, you know, not really any consequences. You can talk all that big shit. People talk shit to each other, and that is what it is. Ain't nobody gonna really do anything. You know, you might get niggas fighting or whatever. But there are big consequences when you deal with the white supremacists. And you better understand that. Especially when they get you behind enemy lines. When they get you behind enemy lines, you already caught. You have to act like a prisoner of war. I saw a video recently, a brother, him and his white girlfriend, he got pulled over. And they were just making up stuff. Hey, where you going? I'm going to the barbershop. Get my hair done, man. Get my hair cut. What's the name of the shop? And, man, why y'all doing this to me, man? I know my rights. Why y'all doing all this shit to me? And he's sitting there with his white girlfriend. And this dude is completely oblivious. He don't know that they really pulled him over because that white girl he got in the car. See, this is why you need to understand racism. They pulled him over because he's a Negro riding around with this white girl. But he's acting all confused. Man, I know my rights. I'm finna go to the barbershop. I know my rights. Y'all ain't finna do nothing to me. And then they start whooping his ass. They tased him and they beat this dude and tased him unconscious. I'm like, dude, you walk right into that.
black folks, stop falling for the trap. These people set you up for traps. They want you to run your damn mouth and talk about what the hell you ain't gonna do. That's what they want you to do. So now they can say, oh, this nigga's resisting. No, you can't. Keep your mouth shut when they start questioning you about a bunch of stuff. Well, I would talk to my lawyer. I would have to talk to you through my lawyer about that. But cats like running their damn mouths, and a lot of people like to rebel against the code and get out here running their mouths with these race soldiers, and they get their asses whooped. You know why? Because a lot of Negroes out here want to be the next John Lewis. You want to go out here and run your damn mouth, get your ass whooped, and then put up a GoFundMe with all your bandages. Talking about how you spill blood in Selma. You want to be the next damn John Lewis. You might not survive that. Y'all playing with fire. Y'all better understand how to get on code and understand the racial war that you are in, and understand your advantages and understand your disadvantages. Because look, these race soldiers, they know how not to kill people. They know who to kill and they know who not to kill. They know who to use lethal force against and lethal force not to be used on certain people. They know this. And we need to acknowledge that. A lot of black folks in denial that these people are doing things based on race. Acknowledge that. When they pull you over, acknowledge this person, this race soldier, 9 times out of 10, this is a racial incident. Don't wait on people from the dominant society to confess. A lot of black folks got a hang up about that, about calling white supremacy what it is, and you're being targeted based on race. A lot of black folks have a problem accepting that. Accept that. This is why so many black people, when they get pulled over, you jaywalking or you cough or you say something, you get shot. And people are telling you, well, if you don't resist, blah, blah, blah. If you don't resist that, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, have you guys seen the video of this white man out there in Virginia? This naked white man was running around on video after he killed 3 people. This was in Virginia. White dude killed 2 women and 1 child. He started attacking the police. He's butt naked. Then he started choking some innocent bystander. Then he started fighting more police. Hundreds of police came. That man got arrested with not a scratch on him. I put it on my page, and it went viral. It's in different places. But this white man committed triple homicide, assaulted the police, choked some innocent bystander. They didn't punch him, shoot him, nothing. So this shows you they are very well aware of how to use non-lethal force. Don't let nobody tell you that they need training this, training that. They kill you because they can, and they're incentivized to kill black people. They didn't put a scratch on this man because he has the complexion for the protection. Acknowledge what that is. That's why we call these people race soldiers, because they know who to kill and who not to kill. And it ain't based on what you've done or done wrong or whatever. They do it because they want to. Even if you comply, they'll still do it. But the odds of you surviving a race soldier apprehension is better when you're on code. We gotta be on code. And we also got to be on code by understanding how the media works. I put up an image of the new Rosa Parks doll. And you better understand how the white supremacists operate. They will seemingly do something or concede that they're doing something for black pride
and then they will turn around and do something slick behind the scenes or even in front of the scenes to undermine it. The Rosa Parks doll, very cute doll, it's a Barbie doll. Somebody pointed this out to me and I put it on my social media. If you zoom in on the eyes of the Rosa Parks doll, the eyes look like minstrels. It looked like a couple of minstrels, like blackface minstrels. And that's a very odd way to design an eye of a doll. And I think that it was very deliberate. They do stuff like that. The white supremacists are very good at doing little slick shit like that, little coded things out in the open that people and the masses can't catch, but other white supremacists can catch. They love doing stuff like that and snickering and giggling. They like putting little messages to each other out there in the open so that only they can catch it. They're very good on that. Don't think that that stuff is an accident. And see, they do it, and then when they get caught, they can try to pretend that it was an accident. Oh, God, you're just being silly. Just like with that OK symbol. We all know that's a white supremacist signal. But then they try to act like it's not racist. But again, black folks, a number one code that we need to understand is stop waiting on the white supremacists to confess. They never confess to their actions. Deception is the number one tool of the white supremacists, so we don't have to wait on them to confess. You have to get into the position of acknowledging things as they are. You have to do that. And another thing I've been seeing, have y'all been seeing videos of these hood rats twerking on white cops? You know, that's an extension of the Popeyes thing, is the Plantation Jubilee. I've been seeing a lot of videos of these, I don't know, these white cops are in these areas where there's a whole bunch of black folks and there's music, and then these hood rats start twerking on cops. Y'all really think that y'all gonna get to be bedwinches again like back in the good old days? That ain't gonna work. Y'all practicing for bedwinchery, and that's just not gonna work. Y'all better get on code and be ready, because these white supremacists are setting up genocide. Stop rebelling against the code. We got to stay on code, and we got to get on code heavy. Because these white supremacists, their numbers are dwindling. They love sending open little messages to each other, and us sitting around being dumb and goofy, that ain't gonna cut it. I know you guys, if you follow me on social media, you saw the story of the black male newscaster. He's there with his female co-anchor, and there was a story about a baby gorilla. And she was like, oh, look how cute the gorilla is. Kind of looks like you. Saying that to the black guy, and his stupid ass was like, yeah, it kind of does. So she issued an apology, and I'm gonna play that. Let me play, and she slipped it in real fast. And let me tell y'all something. She knew what she was doing. You don't say nothing like that by accident. You don't say nothing like that by accident. She thought she was being slick. She thought she was being cute. She thought she would say that on air, slip it in there, nobody would catch it, and then later on, she would get to giggle about it with her white friends, almost as a dare. Just like how they be doing with that Martin Luther King thing I keep telling y'all about. All of these white newscasters keep pretending they're making a slip up saying Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King, which is a running joke with white supremacists, especially on the news. Well, she tried to do another version of that. She thought she was going to be slick. And understand, the Negro with her, he let her slide. It was the public that ran her through the ringer. And then she had to issue an apology. But let me play it for you. Hold on.
You have to see this. This is Finn. We're about to show. Oh, my goodness. Take a look at him. He's a resident of the Oklahoma City Zoo. And this week, the zoo's eighth caretaker took over their Instagram, and we are all loving that they did. And as you can see, Finn was fascinated.
Definitely. So she said, kind of look like you. Now, that was kind of low. Could you guys hear that? That was kind of low. Let me see if I can find a louder version of it. I hope you guys heard it. Let me find something. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. I'm looking on the tube right now. Let me see if I can find a louder version of that. Okay, let's. I hate to have to click these videos, and it's a bunch of bait click videos. But God, I don't want to click these videos because you know all these clickbait Negroes be on TV. God, let's try it.
Caesar just posted.
Okay, you have to see this. This is Finn. We're about to show. Oh my goodness, take a look at him. He's a resident of the Oklahoma City Zoo, and this week the zoo's eighth caretaker took over their Instagram, and we are all loving that they did. And as you can see, Finn was fascinated.
Definitely ready for his close up.
Kind of looks like you. What do you think of the
picture? Kind of does, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so that's as loud as it could get. She was like, well, it kind of looks like you. And he was like, it kind of does, huh? So people called up and got in her ass, and then she did the white supremacist female fake cry apology, and all of them sound the same. Notice that whenever the white supremacist suspect woman gets caught pulling off white supremacy, oh, they have the same overdramatic crying. Yeah, she thought she was slick. She thought she was going to get it in fast. But here she is with the drama. Here she is.
I'm here this morning because I want to apologize not only to my coworker, Jason, but to our entire community. I said something yesterday that was inconsiderate. It was inappropriate. And I hurt people. And I want you to know, I understand how much I hurt you out there and how much I hurt you. I love you so much. And
oh, God. Oh, God. The bullshit, the mayonnaise, the splaining. Oh, God, I hate. Oh, boy, the fake cry, the crocodile tears. Oh, God. Oh, just mayonnaise and bullshit.
You have been one of my best friends for the past year and a half, and I would never do anything on purpose to hurt you. And I love our community. And I want you all to know, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize for what I said. I know it was wrong, and I am so sorry.
Well, Alex, thank you very much. And I do accept your apology, and I do appreciate your apology. I want to let everybody out there know that Alex is one of my best friends. I mean, do what we do here. And
oh, Lord, the biscuits. Oh, Lord. Oh, boy, there's a nice batch of biscuits waiting in the back. Yeah. This Negro, God, just puke TV right here.
Apology. I want to let everybody out there know that Alex is one of my best friends. I mean, we do what we do here, and you know, it's not as if we see each other here and then we leave and we go home. We talk every day, or almost every other day. I've told you things. I've shared things with you as a friend, and I do appreciate you, and I do love you. All that being said, and Alex would be the first to admit to this to you, what she said yesterday was wrong. It cut deep for me, and it cut deep for a lot of you in the community. I've heard the phone calls, and I've heard the Facebook messages as well. And I guess coming out of this, I want this to be a teachable moment. And that lesson here is that words matter. There's no doubt about
That's enough of that, Negro. I can't take it. Oh, God. Excuse me. The splaining. And then the mayonnaise splaining. Then the coon splaining. Oh, God. I just wouldn't have showed up that day. I wouldn't accept her apology. Call me a damn gorilla. Now I'm up here. This is my best friend. Oh, well, this driving Miss Daisy ass nigga. Oh, God. And like I said, she thought she was being slick. She thought nobody was going to catch it. Because it was, you know, a lot of these little news segments are late at night. So they're like, oh, the Negro's asleep. the Negro's asleep. They got to go to the county building in the morning, so I'm going to slip it in. And I bet she was planning it and plotting it with her little white buddies. I'm going to say it. I bet you I'm going to say it. I bet you $100 you won't say it. I'm going to say it. Watch me. They think that little type of shit is cute. Then they get away with doing it. Nobody catches it. I said it. I called him a gorilla right on the air. Fucking I did it. You rule, Carolyn. You fucking rock. You know, that's a thing with them. And then they get caught with all the, then the fake mayonnaise splaining come through. Get the hell out of here. How do you make a mistake with that? You knew exactly what you were saying. You a grown-ass woman and the year, it's almost year 3000 right now. We almost flying spaceships around this bitch, and you don't know that calling a black person a damn gorilla ain't offensive? Get the hell out of here. So she knew what she was doing. But again, we got to understand how white supremacy works, and we got to understand their codes, and we got to understand how they get down. Now, what else is happening? Speaking of the news, y'all know, Vermont, you know, they're paying people to move to Vermont. They're paying people, I think, $10,000 to move to Vermont. These white supremacists are getting desperate. And notice, if you looked at Hidden Colors 5, we talked about how a lot of these cities around the country, these little all-white enclaves, these places are coming ghost towns. A lot of these white cities, a lot of these white states, they're literally becoming ghost towns because all the people are dying and all the young people are moving out and nobody's coming to replenish the population of these cities and even states. You know, Vermont, that's a big ass state with less than a million people. I think there's less than a million people in the whole state. And they need a young white population there. You understand? And who in the hell wants to move to Vermont? Ain't nothing out there. So they're trying to incentivize people to move out there. And those people are going to be white. They want white people to move out there. Because you got a bunch of old white people out there. They die. These places are going to become ghost towns. We better understand how it is out here. It's heavy out here. These white supremacists are in panic mode. They are in panic mode right now. You understand? The Ogun energy is sweeping through heavy. You dig? This is why all these little all-white enclaves are having these little marches and their little fake denouncings of these marches. Like in Portland. You know, Portland, every other week, there's a white supremacist march out there. And Portland, they put out some little fake denouncing of white supremacist groups, but they didn't name any of them. Yeah, they put out some kind of little denouncing, official denouncing by the city council people there, denouncing alt-right and white supremacist groups, but, you know, they stay on code. You got to watch the white supremacists. They will play a sleight of hand trick. They'll say they'll denounce white supremacist groups without naming them. They're like, oh yes, we're against white supremacist groups. We're against hate groups. We're against alt-right type of organizations. We're against that in this city. That's bullshit because you're not naming any of them. If you were against them, you would name the Proud Boys, Patriot Prayer, Europa, Identity Europa, all these, you would name these groups. So they didn't name anybody. So that means they're still giving the wink and the nod. That's them being on code. Understand, black folks, when somebody's giving a fake concession, like they'll concede to somebody, it's fake and it's empty. Just like with the reparations talk. They act like they're conceding to reparations by bringing up the damn H.R. 40. That's nothing. The H.R. 40 bill is empty. It's a nothing burger, and they know it. But they throw that H.R. 40 stuff around like they're doing something. And speaking of H.R. 40, you know, I had a speaking engagement out there in Boston. We had a screening and a Q&A, and I had a great time out there in Boston, by the way. And we had a meet and greet after. Some people from In Cobra came there. They gave me some type of packet, some kind of document. I haven't even opened it yet. But there were some older black people from In Cobra who came there, and they paid extra to meet me because they had to pay the promoter extra money to meet me. And shout out to the promoter, Cyrus. Real good brother. Shout out to my sister, Taylor Andre. But yeah, In Cobra gave me some documents. I gotta open it and see what the hell it is. You dig? I want to see what it is. I might open it on my live Instagram. But like I said, you watch people who make empty concessions. They make you think that they're conceding to a certain demand, but they're not doing anything. They're just basically giving a wink and a nod. And also understand how they get on code about certain laws that they put together. Because they'll say one thing, but they'll Trojan horse something else in the law. Like down in Texas, the governor, and I posted this video. Let me find it. It's on my gram. And let me play what the governor down there said. Hold on 1 second. Let me find it. 1 second. Because we got to understand how these people stay on code with each other. Now, this is the governor. What's the governor of Texas's name? What's his name? What's that guy's name? Somebody help me in the chat room. And this is him right here. I want to say his name. What's the governor in Texas' name? What's this guy's name? Where you at, chat room? Okay. Well, y'all get that for me. Abbott? Greg Abbott. Okay, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this law.
Many people, especially women, get unwanted sexually explicit pictures, either by text or by social media. It's disgusting. And now it's illegal. Because today we had the formal signing of a new law in Texas that makes it a crime to send sexually explicit pictures by social media or by text. It goes into effect September the 1st.
Okay, so you caught that? So he said, and you know, this was very odd. He got on video and made this big announcement about this real weird, random law. Now, he's not targeting the damn white supremacists that's shooting up out there in Texas. There's all types of white supremacists doing mass shootings and all that. He's not talking about that. But he said, well, there's women out here. We're doing it for the women. This is some Me Too stuff. That's how he's framing it. There's women out here getting unwanted text messages. You know, people are sending explicit material. So we're going to have a law that's making it a crime to send explicit material on social media and through text. So y'all better catch everything that he's saying. Because understand, black people disproportionately use social media, especially Instagram and all that stuff. Who do y'all think these laws are going to affect? Who do you really think that law is going to affect? Because I took a look at the actual law, and let me read what the law, this is House Bill number 2789, and this is going in effect out there in Texas. And they made it vague for a reason. And I want y'all to really listen and peep this. A bill to be enacted relating to the creation of the criminal offense of unlawful electronic transmissions of sexually explicit visual material, be it enacted by the legislator of the country, of the state of Texas, Section 121 Penal Code is amended by adding section as follows. Unlawful electronic transmission of sexually explicit visual material. So let me pause. That could mean ladies, twerk videos could be criminalized now. If you're out there in Texas and you are out there twerking on video and posting it, that can be criminalized now. Twerking your ass can be a crime out there on social media in Texas. You know good and well none of these laws are going to apply to anybody white. These are codified laws that they're putting together. They know who these laws are going to affect. It's just like sagging pants. They put a sagging pants law on the book and people act surprised that 99 of the people who got charged are black. They made the language vague for a reason. So twerking videos, that's going to be criminalized, ladies. But look, it gets deeper. Listen. A person commits an offense if a person knowingly transmits by electronic means visual material that depicts any person engaging in sexual contact with the person's intimate parts exposed. Or, this is the kicker, covered genitals of a male person that are in a discernibly turgid state and is not sent at the request or with the express consent of the recipient. So, I'm gonna read this one more time. If a person's genitals of a male, if a male's genitals are covered, you don't even have to have your penis out. If it's covered and if it's in a discernibly turgid state. Now, turgid, and they use turgid for a reason. That means swollen or enlarged, not erect. They didn't use the word erect. They use the word turgid state or turgid. That means if you're taking a picture. Let me break it down, family. Brothers, if you take a picture in some gray sweats and your dick print can be seen and you send it to somebody, that's a crime in Texas September 1st. If you take pictures in Texas and you can see your penis print, that is a crime if you send it to somebody on social media or text. So you don't even have to have it out. If they could see a print, that is a crime. They can say that is sexually explicit. Do you understand? Who do y'all think these laws are going to target? Who do y'all think this is going to target? Now, I can't take pictures no more in Texas. I'm going to get a felony. Now, some of y'all, if you take pictures, you're going to get a little misdemeanor. But we think it's dumb. It sounds silly. But understand, when they put laws on the books like this, that means they need to fill them jails up. That's them needing to fill the jails up. Because they have to fill the jails up. Crime is down. So when crime is down, they have to criminalize certain parts of everyday normal activity. A lot of people are just in the house. A lot of people are not even going out, so they can't really go out here and catch people and entrap people. They're doing that. But now that's making more people stay in the house. So they're like, well, we're going to get your ass on social media now. You think you're going to stay in the house and hide from us? No, we're going to catch your ass on social media. So you're going to have these people down there in Texas, law enforcement, monitoring social media. You watch. And you send a picture to somebody or post it to somebody, or they come holler at you and just take a look at your phone and see a picture that you done sent in some gray sweats, well, they're going to tack that on as another crime. And you know good and well no white people are going to be targeted with this. This is these people being on code. And we got to understand how deep this thing is and how we got to get on code. Because, look, they put the white supremacists on code at a very young age. They're on code at a young age. We got old black folks out here who old as hell and still ain't on code. These people are 5, 6, 7, 8 years old on code. Have you guys seen the video of the little white girl in the park with a black family? I don't know what she was doing there with them. I don't know if she was just a random white kid who walked up to them. But the black mother started filming this little white girl. And I'm going to play the audio of this. And this is very heavy. I want y'all to really peep how deep this is. Now, this little white girl, she's about, I would say, between, how old is this? I would say between 5 and 7. 5, 6, or 7. She can't be no more than 7. Little bitty white girl. And the black mother, she has two of her young daughters there. They look around the same age. And then there's an infant. This boy is a little infant boy. And he's about a few months old. He's not that old at all. And the white girl is just casually calling them nigger. And then the mother's trying to get them to explain. And I want y'all to understand how they get them on code. They get their children on code. Listen to this.
Don't say that. Don't say that, London. What that word means?
She got up finally.
What that word means?
What?
What does that word mean?
You're a nigger.
What that means?
He's a nigger.
What does it mean, though?
Okay, she just pointed to the infant. It's a little baby. And pointed to the infant. He's a nigger.
What is a nigger? What is it, a person or what? Like, what is
yeah.
it? How does it make you one? How does it make you one? Are you one?
No.
Why aren't you?
And excuse the babies are screaming in the background and stuff, so.
You're taking a video.
Okay, the little girl was like, hey, you're making a video. So the little girl, instinctively, she knows what she's saying is fucked up. And that's the thing. The girl's like, oh, you're making a video on me. So the little white girl knows what she's saying instinctively. She knows it's fucked up and she knows that it's wrong. But she's doing it.
You're taking a video. Is that on Snapchat?
No, not.
On your pictures?
Yeah. Why aren't you a nigger?
Cause I'm not.
Why? You said he won. He's a baby. So how is he a nigger if he's a baby? That doesn't even make sense. Like, how can he be that? He was just born.
No, he's not.
He was just not so long ago. I'm saying he's still a baby. So how? What makes you a nigger?
I'm a nigger.
Don't call him that. I'm trying to figure out what makes you that. And how you not one, and you bigger than him. So how?
I don't know. Bye-bye.
So how can you call somebody something you don't even know what it means? What are you?
No, she just standing there. I don't know. I mean, he's just a nigger. I'm not a nigger. But yeah, you're a nigger. I don't know. Now, instinctively, she knows. She just can't articulate it. I want y'all to understand. And she has the look in her eye already. Of a white supremacist, that evil, you know, that evil, cold, dead white supremacist look, that children of the corn look, you know what it is. And she knows what it means to be a nigger. She just can't articulate it. You understand?
You, what are you? If he's a nigger, what are you? Girl, you crazy.
She's just sitting there kind of nodding her shoulders like, I don't know.
Don't be calling people stuff if you don't know what they, you don't even know what it is.
He needs help.
Huh?
I said he needs help.
Who?
Him.
Why he need help?
You're asking too much questions.
You don't want to say this though. I'm just curious.
Now that right there is very interesting. She was like, he needs help. The baby. He needs help. She said, why does he need help? You're asking too many questions. Now, she said that baby needs help because he's a nigger. Because what she's saying is him being a nigger and you all being niggers, that means you're going to be victimized by me and my community. And she doesn't know how to filter her anti-black racism yet. She doesn't know how to talk in code yet. They're getting her on code, but she doesn't know how to filter it yet. So she understands this kid is going to need help because me and my community, we're going to target you, especially him. And that's what makes him a nigger and you all a nigger. She knows that instinctively. She just can't articulate that. You understand?
He's a happy baby. I don't think he need any help. He don't have no problems.
You guys want to go play at the park? Let's go.
And wow, after all that, all of you niggas, hey, y'all want to go play? After she done said the baby's a nigger, all you guys are all niggers. Your baby needs help. You're niggers and I'm not. Y'all want to go play?
You don't have no problems.
You guys want to go play at the park? Let's go.
They can't go play with you until you tell me what does a nigger mean. No, London. You can't go with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, see how that's very interesting. See, the white supremacist child was like, look, I'm out here. I ain't got nobody to play with. I'll play with you guys. But first of all, let's establish something. You're niggers. Playing with me doesn't make you my equal. Let me just let you know you're niggers and I'm superior over you. And long as we've established that, come on, go. Let's go play. So they get on code very early. They understand that dynamic, that they should be in a superior position. This is why you guys have to teach your children to get on code early. Y'all stop lying to your children. Stop lying to your damn self. And I saw a lot of Sambos in the comment section. Do you know a lot of these Negroes were feeling sorry for the white girl? Oh my God, she doesn't know any better. Oh my God. You know, racism is taught. That poor child was taught racism. Oh my God. You know, she just needs a hug and love, and she just needs to understand. We need to teach her. These are black people talking this. You idiot coons. Black family, let me tell you something. If you have that anywhere near your children, get your children the hell away from that. It ain't your damn job to love the racism out of that. These damn demon children. Get your children to safety. That sister, truth be told, shouldn't have been talking that damn long to that little girl around her babies like that. The minute I find out you are a white supremacist, I don't give a damn how old you are. You got to go. Get on your little scooter and ride off. I'm not giving nobody no passes for being no damn white supremacist. Let me tell you something. They don't give your black children passes for being unruly. When they are unruly, they get suspended. When they are unruly, they get expelled. When they are unruly, they throw their asses on psychotropic drugs at school. When they are unruly, they throw your black ass kids in juvenile. So when this unruly demon child is up here talking like Richard damn Spencer, I don't feel no pity. I don't feel sorry for this kid. Y'all get this coon plantation spirit up out of you. That kid should be avoided for the rest of her damn life. As far as I'm concerned, that kid has been poisoned. And they're going to grow up to be a potential school shooter. Y'all got this coon spirit that you're going to coon the hate away from somebody. That's not going to work. Get that out your system. And y'all need to get all your children the Hidden Colors DVDs and let them watch it over and over. There's five of them plus 1804, so that's six. That's six movies that you need to let your children rotate and watch at a very young age. Y'all need to sit down as a family and watch these damn movies. Y'all need to instill. I'm dead serious. This is what needs to happen. Y'all need to treat the Hidden Colors series like a Scared Straight documentary series. Because I remember as a kid, I was made to watch Scared Straight. That was a heavy. I mean, the one in the 70s was way different from this bullshit that y'all see on the A&E channel. The stuff on A&E is watered down. The original Scared Straight was a beast. The original one, Scared Straight 78, that's when niggas was in jail. They were in jail for something for real. You had to, you weren't in jail for no bullshit weed. You were in there for choking somebody to damn death. You dig? But the families, y'all got to get together with your families and watch this stuff as a family and discuss it as a family to instill the codes in your children. It's very important that we do that. Because, see, we got to get codified real quick and real heavy. And you know who I take my hat off to? Speaking of somebody who was on code, Dave Chappelle. You want to see somebody who was talking on code? Dave Chappelle's latest comedy special on Netflix is complete genius. Genius. That brother was going in. If you have not seen it, go see it on Netflix. Oh, man, excellent special. Dave was going in on these white supremacists, these white opioid users. He was going in on the white LGBT community. He was going in. Hella on code. Damn, they're like he's been listening to the Tariq radio show. And what I loved about it, did y'all see the part where he went in on Dream Hampton's ass about that surviving R. Kelly? He roasted her ass and basically said what we've all been saying about Dream Hampton's ass. He's a damn liar. We've been telling y'all that Dream Hampton is a known damn liar. He went in on her ass and he said something to the effect of she asked him to be in that surviving R. Kelly. They were just asking random celebrities and he was like, hell no, fuck I'm gonna do that for. And then she got online trying to shame him, talking about, yeah, Dave didn't want to be in it. It was too hot. You know, just, they're like, hey, I ain't say all that. The fuck you talking about? I didn't say all that. And that was Dream's, that was her little strategy. They would ask a bunch of celebrities to be in it, and whoever didn't want to be in it, she would try to shame them and lie on them. That was her little tactic. And she's been called out for lying. She lied on Erykah Badu. She lied on me several times. She's always lying about me, about some shit I didn't say or whatever. And, you know, we got to understand Dream Hampton, people like that, and that whole, the surviving R. Kelly crowd, because that's part of the Me Too. Those are the minions of the Me Too white supremacists. And Dream Hampton, what you got to understand, and I pulled up some tweets of her. You know, she was raised by white people. Her mother was white, so she was raised by a white family. She talked about her white cousins and how there were white races in her family. So this woman grew up around white supremacists, raised by white supremacists. I think her dad is black. So this woman grows up around white supremacists, raised by them, being the literal, quote unquote, black sheep of the family. And You got to understand the psychological ramifications that goes with being raised by a white family who have racist views, and you are a black person being raised in that family, like Dream Hampton, raised by a white mother with redneck uncles and shit like that. See, you grow up and you have low-key subconscious vitriol towards black society because that's what you've been hearing all your damn life. You have vitriol towards black society and particularly black men. That's why Dream Hampton is always saying something slick about black men. particularly, she has a bug up her ass about black men because her father was a black man and she was almost white. If it wasn't for that damn black daddy of hers. So that's where a lot of that anger comes in. Black men represent that black daddy who tainted her white genes. She was almost white like the rest of her family, but that damn black daddy and black society messed it up for her. So that's why she goes out and does little slick shit and tries to make cover for the white supremacists by going overboard with this drilling R. Kelly, just talking about R. Kelly nonstop, and then tried to say that black men were the ones enabling R. Kelly, which is a damn lie. And then she got mad and tried to play the victim when I pointed out you were the one interviewing his ass several times, Dream. Then I started pulling the receipts up, all the interviews she did with him. She thinks she's slick. That whole little crowd, that mute R. Kelly crowd, and that was founded, her and her little cut buddies. What's the chick who started Mute R. Kelly, who works with Dream? Kenyatta Tisha Barnes. That's another piece of work. Another anti-black male hater. And she's Somalian. I really got in her ass. She's a Somalian second gen immigrant. So you know the deal. They come over and I pulled up several tweets of her kissing up to white Zaddy. And something very interesting happened with the Mute R. Kelly chick, Kenyatta. This happened a couple of days ago. This is how slick these assholes are. Yeah, she runs with that whole Jamila Lemieux crowd. This fool, Kenyatta Barnes, was at Applebee's. This happened a couple of days ago, and everybody's clowning her because of this. So her whole claim to fame is Mute R. Kelly and, you know, fake outrage, starting GoFundMes. She's a bum. She's a fucking bum. So she was at Applebee's, and she ate a meal. And after she ate her meal at Applebee's, she went to the manager and said, hey, they were playing an R. Kelly song at Applebee's. She got offended, so she doesn't want to pay for the meal. And then the police came, so she made a whole big deal out of it. And Applebee's had to try to work with her. So everybody's clowning this fool for going to Applebee's trying to use R. Kelly to finesse a free damn meal. You fucking bum. I swear to God she did that. Look that up. This fool went to Applebee's and tried to finesse a meal, and she tried to dine and dash because they played R. Kelly. This is the kind of bum that's rolling around here with these white feminists trying to throw shade at black Americans. She's broke and dusty, and I clowned her ass for always trying to shit on black Americans. I'm like, well, if you're talking about Mute R. Kelly, you're Somalian. How come you're not muting all of them pedophile rings and all the sex trafficking and all the molestation that's going on in your damn home country? Fuck is you talking about? I got in her ass so bad she took her Somalian flag down off her social media. I lit her up. I lit her ass up. But these are the kind of people that's out here. These off-code people. See, this is why I like we got to start calling out these off-code people who come over, and we, Foundation of Black Americans, they just look at us as a group to exploit while they say nothing about what's going on in the ravaged country that they came from, that they helped fuck up. They ravaged their country with their stupid shit. Then they come over here and try to do it with us, and we getting codified on their ass, and we're not letting it happen. You dig? So we got to stay on code heavy and remain on code. And always ask the question. I always ask this question. I'm going to ask it again in closing. I always put this hypothetical out there. In Nazi Germany, in hindsight, what could the victims of the Nazis, what could they have done to prevent the Nazis from committing genocide like they did? What could the people have done? What should they have done before 6 million people were murdered like that? I want y'all to ask that question every single day. Always look at things and find out what could have been done to thwart that. When you saw the writing on the wall, how could you prevent something like that? Somebody said, fought back. Okay, fight back how? You dig? Fight back how? Because, see, the thing is, there was a lot of coon collaborators back then, too. You dig? But once the Nazis became mobilized and started targeting the people who they considered non-white, what could they have done going up against a force like that? See, it's easy to say fight back. Fight back how? See, strategically, how? You dig? Set booby traps. I'm listening to some of the people in the room. See, a lot of people back then, they didn't want to accept what was happening. A lot of people were in denial. You know, people are still in denial about certain things about it, about the Holocaust. A lot of people are still in denial about it because they try to almost make it into a religious thing, and Hitler said it wasn't about no religion. It was about race. We consider these people, they're non-white. They're not pure white. It was a racial thing. You dig? So we got to start looking at that. How could they have prevented that? No spiritual warfare. See, no. We got to get off that. See, a lot of black folks start talking about spirits. No. The only spirit you need to be conjuring up, and I talked about this in Boston, the only spirit you need to conjure up is the spirit of Ogun. That's why the Haitians got it right. They were the ones who got it right. And they could have got it right in Nazi Germany too, what they should have been doing. They should have been targeting those Nazi soldiers individually. They should have been getting that guerrilla warfare on, targeting those Nazi soldiers individually, getting them at their cribs. That's what they should have been doing. Especially when they knew what was happening at the time, when they knew, by the time they did start fighting back, it was too late. You dig? But they should have been targeting them damn Nazis individually at their cribs. That's what they should have been doing. You dig? You catch them when they're slipping. So you got to be covert. That's what they should have been doing. That's one thing they could have been doing. You see, when people start talking about forming underground militia, see, the thing is, when you on code, everybody's a militia. You dig? When you're on code, everybody's a militia. That's again, study Haiti. Go get 1804 and study Haiti. They got it right. Everybody got on code. Enough people got on code. Enough people got on code, and the only spirit they got was the spirit of Ogun. They got the spirit of Ogun. See, a lot of folks start talking about, man, we need to get some spiritual warfare. See, what you want to do, you want to find a religion that's going to help you sit your ass down and not do nothing. See, that's what you want. When cats start talking about spiritual warfare, we need spiritual warfare. That means you want to go somewhere and find a religion where you can just pray and sit on your ass and hide and be a damn coward. No, I'm all for spiritual warfare if the spirit is Ogun. I'm all for spiritual warfare if the spirit is Shango. War gods and war spirits. You dig? Spirit of Sekhmet. War gods and war spirits only. That's who I want to pray to. You dig? So you want white Jesus to come along and hide you somewhere. We don't need no more cowardice. So study history. And study warfare. Because see, that's what the white supremacists do. They study it detail by detail. Notice these white supremacists always have these Civil War reenactments. They study warfare. They study where they went wrong. They study and they make sure they won't do that again. That's all. They for decades, they sit up and study. I've been places. I've seen several all around the country. These people have these Confederate reenactments where they get their asses in full costume and reenact the Civil War detail by detail and try to figure out what went wrong, what went right. You understand? They study. We have to study what went wrong, what went right. See, and we have to study on our own and not what the white supremacists give us to study. You know what they do? They give us John Lewis and tell us that was a victory. So y'all just keep studying John Lewis. Study how to get your ass whooped and forgive. That's what you need to study because that was a victory. He's your leader. That was a civil rights gain, which it wasn't. You understand what I'm saying? Study warfare. Study what went wrong. Study what went right. And just stay on code and stop rebelling against the code. Because we think if we rebel against discipline, we can be goofy and stupid. See, we like doing stupid shit for attention. A lot of black people, we get off on doing stupid shit for attention. Attention is like, that's like a euphoric drug for a lot of black people. Doing something stupid and getting some attention. Attention by all costs, attention by any means. We put value on something as low level as attention, being seen. That's a form of currency. That's a form of euphoria. And we'll do anything to get it. You notice people online, they'll say something stupid, and if you respond to them, hey, Lee, shit, I see you responding to me. You responded to me? Shit, I won. You said something to me? I won. You think these niggas actually are having a victory lap just being acknowledged. You have some people so damn stupid, with so low of a self-esteem, they go around bragging about celebrities who blocked them. Man, shit, Keith Sweat blocked me. I'm somebody. I am somebody. You understand? You got people with that mentality. You got people who are sad like that. You got people who are pathetic like that. And you got people out here who want to smoke and get high. And that's another thing. We want to zone out and try every damn drug, every new drug that comes out. We want to try it, smoke it, drink it, sip it, sniff it, so that we can bury our heads in the sand. But once you get down from that high, you're still facing the same big ass problem. That's one reason why I never get high. I've never been high. Because I'm dealing with this problem of white supremacy. I want to deal with it with a sober mind, and I don't want to waste time getting high and waiting till my high gets down before I deal with it. This is something we need to deal with. Got to stay on code. All right? Anyway, let me get up out of here, man. You guys have a great, is it Labor Day weekend? What's this weekend, guys? Labor Day and Memorial Day. I always get my Labor Days and Memorial Days mixed up. But whatever it is, y'all have a great weekend in Chicago. Understand, the white supremacists are on their way out there now. I want my Chicago people to be careful. White supremacists are on their way out there now, Labor Day. Now listen, this is summertime. White supremacists are going to be out there doing shootings. And then the media is going to blame these mythological black gangs that nobody ever gets to see. So y'all be careful. By next Monday or Tuesday, they're going to say 80 people got shot in Chicago. Understand, most of those people are going to be shot by white supremacists who are coming in from out of town. Chicago, be on code. I'm saying now, Chicago, be on code. Look out for unmarked cars, cars with the license plates covered. Watch out in Chicago for places where there's barbecues, nightclubs. Be very careful. Y'all keep y'all eyes and ears open in Chicago for white supremacists, particularly ones wearing masks, doing mass shootings out there in Chicago. All right? Y'all be careful. Stay on code. I'ma holla.